And those are the biggest things, the missions and the Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
And they have what is it? Church, Catholic church. It's so old downtown. Then they have like La Vieta, and now the Hemisphere area.
Yeah, what is La Vieta?
Now that's an old little. It was I guess it's an old little Spanish village, you know. And they still maintain some of the buildings and things down there. And then they have some newer buildings for things like any big club organization wants to do a show there, a dance, or things like that. They use at Valita Assembly Hall. And then they have the Anderson Theater right down the river.
Mm-hmm.
And all that clustered around there. And of course the river itself and all the newer, they've really done a lot of work down on that river. You
how's
know.
That? What,
well, they've it? Opened up a lot of shops and restaurants and clubs and things down on the river that they didn't usually have before Hemisphere. And since Hemisphere, they've a number of little shops and things down there, and restaurants, nightclubs
mm-hmm.
on the river. And people usually like to go walk on the river and stop, and they have the river, you know, the boat ride thing around the city. But they always joke about that river because people expect a river when they come and it's so narrow. You know.
Oh, well, it looks like a big river to me because in Wichita Falls is right on the Wichita River, and the Wichita River, well, it's about that size, but a little smaller. And it's red.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only difference is red instead of sort of greenish. But I mean, that was like a big river.
Well, everybody, you know, especially people from, you know, north or further north, you know, like northeast or somewhere or from the west coast, they come in, you know, they want to see that river. And then they look at it and it's just like a little river.
Yeah, it's a little, what is it, that? How many feet across would you say?
Oh. I should know that, but
I'm just guessing what.
I don't know. It's not. I don't think it could be. I don't think it could be 50, but it might be. I don't know. In some places, I imagine it is.
Yeah.
But it just seems like it's not. It might be though.
Mhm. Mhm. What about parks?
Oh yes. I was getting to the Brackenridge Park. Is almost. About the oldest park, City Park, and San Pedro Park. That's probably might be older back in it, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
And Almas Park, I mean that's a park over in Almas Park.
Uh-huh.
It's a city park though.
Uh-huh.
And then you had parks like Lincoln Park up here on the east side where all black people. And I think there are parks on the west side, but there are some. I can't call the names of them. The west side is sort of fun. I mean, I just don't know.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, what would you call the place where your plane would land if you were flying home from New York City? We call the place where your plane would land if you were flying home from New York City.
Oh, the airport.
Okay, call any particular name?
International Airport.
Okay. What's the difference between an airport and an airfield?
Airfield, I think, is you don't have all the other facilities like an airport. Probably just a fewer facilities, and think of it more or less for private landings and things like that, of that nature, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, where it's not a lot of passengers involved.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.